From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded several others. The deadliest attack in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off explosives. Ayaz Ghul reports for VOA from the region.
This suicide bomber who was on foot basically set off explosives as soon as the bus stopped at a busy signal in the city. And as a result, instantly the Afghan officials confirmed at least 14 people on board the bus were killed while 9 were wounded.
Those 14 people are reportedly Nepalese security forces. Hours later, another roadside bomb planted by insurgents went off in another part of the city. Afghanistan's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, has condemned the violence. An estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last 3 days, placing a strain on aid agencies. Carl Schembri is with the Norwegian Refugee Council in Baghdad.
Our staff are there on the ground trying to keep up with the needs, providing water, food, shelter, and basic items like mattresses, but we're running out of stocks, we're running out of funding. I myself have just been to the camps, and I've seen some of the most vulnerable people with disabilities, pregnant women, children, out there in the scorching heat.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared an Iraqi victory in Fallujah, but fighters are still facing snipers and bombers as they try to eliminate IS militants who've held the city more than 2 years. The number of people who have managed to leave Fallujah since the month-long offensive began has topped 80,000, and it's believed some of those refugees are Islamic State wives and children. This is VOA News. A new report says global forced displacement in the past year reached record-breaking levels and now exceed the number displaced by World War II. To coincide with World Refugee Day, the UN Refugee Agency's Global Trends Report finds conflict and persecution have triggered a sharp escalation in refugees and internally displaced people in 2015. Intelligence officials in Iran today have broken up, quote, the biggest terrorist plot ever to be conceived against Iran and other areas of the country, according to Iran's state news agency, IRNA. In a statement, the intelligence ministry announced it had thwarted plans by a Takfiri group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. The term Takfiri refers to Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. The attack was planned to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, a National Security Council Secretary Ali Shamkhani said, who added that several suspects are in custody with bombs and an amount of explosives also taken. The campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or leave the European Union resumed this weekend after 3 days of mourning prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polling shows a tight race between the two sides ahead of Thursday's vote. Michael Gove, who is a British conservative politician, has broken ranks with Prime Minister David Cameron and urged people to vote to leave to better handle challenges facing the country.
My view is that those challenges will be easier to meet, those risks will be less if we vote to leave, because we will have control of the economic levers. We'll have control over money that we currently send to the European Union. We'll have control over our own laws. And as a result, we'll be able to deal with whatever the world throws at us.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation by leaving the EU after 43 years. 1 week after the deadly mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, the U.S. Senate is expected to vote today on a series of proposals, four of them to block gun sales to terror suspects, mentally ill people, and expand screening of people buying firearms in the United States. Meantime, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says they release information today of three calls shooter Omar Mateen made to police as he killed people at an Orlando nightclub.
Tomorrow, for example, we'll be releasing a partial transcript of the calls between the killer and the hostage negotiators so that people can, in fact, see the type of interaction that was had there. I say partial because we're not going to be, for example, broadcasting his pledges of allegiance. We're trying not to re-victimize those who went through that horror.
Investigators are still interviewing witnesses and seeking more information about Mateen, the believed man who attacked them. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.